Happy wedding to you. Happy newly wedding to you.
Nice.
You're now my property, Leanne is.
Oh, no.
I own you legally. And that's it.
I didn't like that second part.
And you're my property. And forever I will stay. And you have to now say, what's the thing they say on that show? Doth Eric?
Huh?
What's the Handmaid's Tale you watch? They say something.
Doth
Eric.
Oh, I'm...
What are you now?
I'm of Eric or of Eric.
There you go. I love it. Of Eric. You're going to be that now.
The master of the house's name.
I just got to say, how cute are these mugs?
How cute.
I mean,
these?
Mine, I'm not supposed to have the top on mine, but I had to show the full look. It's a candy corn.
Isn't that cute?
Do you like candy corn?
I hate.
Does anyone like candy corn?
It's disgusting. How are they even still making it?
I don't know anyone who likes it.
Who's eating candy corn?
It's like eating candles.
It's more for decor.
I gotta say, I do like the college. It's very fall-y.
Yeah,
all the fall things.
I feel like it's a great decor item for the fall Halloween season. Other than that.
Uh-huh.
Are we eating it?
I don't know anybody who's eating it.
I think it's straight wax. It's probably poison.
It's eating candles.
Yeah.
So here we are. We are officially husband and wife. This is Mrs. D'Alessandro, the old ball and chain, the old bitch on a stick.
It's Mrs. D'Alessandro to you.
What do we call it? Do you like saying husband? How's that been for you, honey?
It's weird.
Yeah?
It's very weird. Mm-hmm. I don't, when we got engaged... I've said this to many people. I don't feel old enough to be a wife.
Couldn't agree more.
You know, yeah. Like it was like I can't believe I'm of age to be a wife.
What's that TikTok you like? The lady.
There's a TikTok sound that was trending. That was like I'm just a baby.
I'm just a baby.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
That's how we feel.
The other day I had to say my husband to someone, and that was like playing in my head. That's how I feel.
Yeah, it doesn't sound. I feel like we're too old. I like saying.
You feel like we're too young.
I feel like we're too young. Makes us feel too old.
Mm-hmm.
I do like saying wife. It is kind of fun. Seinfeld had a great bit about this in Seinfeld when he's like, I like saying my wife. And then they just like did the whole thing.
Wife is better than husband, I feel like.
Definitely.
It's easier to say.
Couldn't agree more.
Sounds a little bit nicer.
It's a lot of fun. Watch this. Ask me why the podcast is 3 weeks late.
Why is the podcast 3 weeks late?
My wife's a real bitch. And that's really why.
That's true.
A lot of things to cover. We missed you so much. We missed you guys. Thank you so much for... being patient and people congratulating us and being all, all nice and stuff. The reason that it's Wednesday today and not the usual Monday is because when we got back to Austin, I was like, I'm just going to keep doing this. And this is what you're looking at. Fucking nothing on the couch. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. A whole lot of nothing.
It's been wonderful. So what happened was I actually took off these weeks for a honeymoon back in, 2021. I told my booking agent, I'm like, no shows for these 2 weeks. We were originally going to go to Italy.
Right.
We're going to go see Pisa.
Yeah.
Napoli.
Uh-huh.
Roma.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to maybe see other European cities, but I think it's too much. Anyway, I'm filming the special in a couple of weeks. I got big shows coming up. And we decided that it would probably not really be a relaxing honeymoon. It would be us getting up, Firenze, camaramano. It would be like me being, getting screaming at you, paracanestro, topolino.
Uh-huh.
Get up, Leanne. You must have some mozzarella.
Right.
And that was our tour guide yelling at you. I thought it would be nice. And then you also wanted to maybe wait till Italy was really crowded in the summer. You wanted to maybe wait till it was the most inconvenient time.
Yeah.
To, be more stressed
out.
So I was like, okay, that's great, my bride. And so we basically never booked anything else. We were going to go to an island somewhere, but the hurricanes, were hurricaning, apparently, right?
Yeah, a lot of Caribbean islands. It's hurricane season. So it was like finding the right islands. And then, now it's like every vacation is like $10,000.
You know what's funny?
It's ridiculous. It's COVID.
The airfares.
Out of control.
Last year when I was looking, after we got engaged, I was feeling all romantic. I'm all high and mighty. We're doing well with the shows. I'm like, you and me, babe, we're going to fly first class to Italy next year. Uh-huh. I look this year, I'm like, I don't even know if we can go.
Yeah.
Yo, dead ass. First class, two first class tickets to Italy, I think was like $15,000.
Yeah.
Just the airfare.
It was.
I was like, what are we doing?
I mean, on the high end, yeah, it was like 15. Low, 12. Yeah.
So that's
like,
fucking
come
insane.
On.
So that's really why we just, and then.
Plus we fly so much, as you know, da 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 da. You've heard this song and dance a million times. We're always on planes. So it was like, do we want to get on a plane to go? Yes, we'd be going to a gorgeous tropical island, but then it's like, we got to worry about the hurricanes and then just being on a plane more than we have to, even though we did come on a plane to come back here. But you know what I'm saying? Here we're a vacation to me.
Tell us what a vacation
What's a vacation to you? What is a vacation to you?
You know, you're asking the wrong.
Describe
you're
a vacation.
As Larry David would say, you're asking the wrong guy.
Just how would you describe a vacation?
My vacation is, I think, hanging out with people you really like to be around.
Okay.
In a place where you're having fun.
Okay.
I'm going to be a little bland with that.
Okay.
I don't think it's like, to me, what I wanted for us, because we've had such a crazy year, I did want the typical vacation where I was
right.
Like, I want to go on a beach with a drink in my hands and wake me up for dinner.
Yes.
That's what I wanted.
Yes, exactly.
Because I thought we should do nothing.
Yeah. So to me, there's a vacation and then there's a trip. We take many trips.
Wow. You know what, Leanne? I like the way you did that.
Right? A vacation to me is doing nothing.
Got
absolutely
it.
Nothing. Like you said, maybe there's a drink in my hands with my feet in the sands, but it could also be just anywhere doing nothing. Mm. So because we have big shows coming up, I wanted a vacation. I wanted to do nothing so he could be nice and relaxed.
Yeah.
And he could perform for
nice, relaxed,
you know, all the people out there.
Reset.
Recharge
the batteries.
Exactly. So this is our vacation. We're sitting here, we're doing nothing for 2 weeks.
I want to say
wonderful.
Something. Yeah, as my wife just said, I want to say something. If you get married, if you got a marriage coming up, or I mean, this really has. Hopefully, you live together, or you have a place to live as soon as you get married, because I gotta say, underrated what we did.
Yeah.
We basically treated it like, well, we're very lucky. I'm very, very lucky. And we have a wonderful life as it is. So it's not much different than our actual lives. But my mom and my dad have said to us before, like, when you go back to Austin, that's like your vacation. Because mm-hmm. when we're here, it's like we're home. We do whatever we want. And it's just like very relaxing. There's a gorgeous pool here. It's fucking, what is it today?
I think it's probably like 80
it's
degrees.
Right now it says, well, this is, my computer didn't update. It says it's 64. There's no
we
way.
Also, we're not here that much. Like, we'll come home for a few days and then we have to fly somewhere. And we love, as we've said a million times before, I feel like we say it every podcast, how much we love our apartment.
Yeah.
So it's rare that we get to stay here for weeks at a time and
yeah.
do nothing, right? We're either here and we're in and out, or we're here and filming videos, doing whatever.
Yeah, it's the usual thing. It's we're trying to eat better. We're trying to go to the gym. We're trying
yeah.
to like, we're trying to be responsible adults. It was my idea. Well, not really my idea, but it was, I thought of it as like this. We'll go home, we'll do nothing, and we'll act as though we're on vacation.
Yes.
We love this place, Torchy's Tacos, here in Austin. What have we had? 6 times since we've been home?
Yeah.
It's like, we're going to, let's eat out every meal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, you know, I went to the mall here. I bought the Office Lego set.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done it yet, but that's something I think would be fun to do together as mm-hmm. husband and wife, as a bonding experience.
Yeah.
So, like, I think a nice staycation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're gonna do the whole fucking trip, whatever. But like, we live together, and it's just, there was so much going on with the wedding and planning it and getting everything finalized and all that shit, so that I feel like it was nice to just like put our bags down and be like, we don't have to do anything. And
yeah.
I think getting on another plane and going somewhere would have been like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it would have been the right time.
Yeah.
You know?
I would have to agree.
So that's just, we've been doing this. We've been just chilling. I'm sorry it's late. The first couple of weeks was just because wedding craziness.
Mm-hmm.
And my beautiful wife over here decided to, really torture me. the weeks leading up to it, and having she had a lot of projects and shit like that. So that was nice.
Yeah.
For you to
I love a good project.
Yeah.
I really do.
So I don't want to talk a lot about the wedding because who gives a fuck? But there are some people who asked how it was, and I think some people are going to tune into this episode to know about it.
In hopes of hearing.
You all know my feelings about this shit. I think we put too much pressure on these things. If your wedding isn't as fancy as the next person's, that's irrelevant, okay? Mm-hmm. It's about the love you have for your spouse, for your partner. That's what it's about, okay? I took our vows very seriously. To me, the church is the wedding. To me, that's the wedding. That's the most important part. It was a beautiful ceremony. Mm-hmm. I vowed my life to you. Mm-hmm. To me, that's what you should get dressed up for. I don't know why there's people showing up in jean shorts. That's the wedding.
That is the wedding.
That's the wedding, okay?
You're right about that.
And there's a lot of things to talk about, but it was lovely. It was beautiful.
I mean, and really, no one cares about how fancy your wedding is. People care about how much fun it is. Like, people care more about having a good time.
You know, can we talk about this for just a second? I don't want to get too deep because I really bring them.
Don't get deep. I'm telling you right now. Don't do it.
Yeah, I think that there's just it is healthy to speak about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where like it doesn't. I don't know. It's hard to explain. I want to be a better person now that I'm someone's husband. Now that I'm a hus, I want to be more understanding of, you know. I do feel bad because it was a wonderful day.
And
I was so in love with you, and it was a celebration of our lives together. Yeah. But to me, it's always more about like how far we've come in our personal lives. And I never thought I'd be able to afford a wedding. Mm-hmm. I never thought I'd be able to afford a wedding. So the fact that we had a wonderful day was just really nice for our lives and you know, our journey together. That's what it symbolized to me more than like, you know, did you guys have the fucking whatever the hell? You know, I don't know.
The ice sculpture.
Yeah. I just think that like there is this weird pressure around weddings.
Absolutely.
There's this weird pressure around marriage that it becomes about something else. And I just want to make sure that at the core, the most important thing is you and I, communication, vowing to be the best possible versions of ourselves for each other. No one asks like, are you ready to commit to this person? They ask, who's your florist? How much was your gown? It's all this vain, dumb shit that I feel like doesn't matter. It's assholes like me worrying about the tux, which, by the way, I look like I was going to host the Oscars. Okay? It was a
gorgeous,
dream come true.
Stunning.
It was a dream come true.
You were a vision.
Come on. Love my tux? And again, I don't want it to be like how brag, like how cool. It was more of like, I love art. I love clothes. It was a vision that I created. That I loved. It was not about like, there is this interesting thing about like fanciness. And like, I was thinking about this about Gucci the other day. And like,
Gucci.
And when Tom Ford was like their head of design. And how it's interesting. Kanye speaks about anti-materialism and all this stuff. And it's like, but he wears $4,000 sunglasses. So these great artists that are great designers, they get snatched up by these fashion houses. So like there's no denying that their designs and their art is luxurious and gorgeous, but the price tag always makes it pretentious and stupid. So I love like what you wore. I thought your dress was so beautiful, but it always gets about like money, and you know what I mean, like it's this weird fucking thing we do with weddings where it's like Kleinfeld. It's got to be $80 billion.
I mean, I wish I didn't have to spend that. Who likes to spend that much money on something?
I don't know.
That they're only going to wear once. That they're only going to use once. All that money we spent on flowers, they're all dead.
Gotta say, she did a great job, though.
She did a great job.
She really did.
But she robbed me.
I'm definitely a guy that was like, what are you spending this much money on flowers for?
No, but the flowers you have to.
I stand corrected.
It really makes a difference.
When I walked into that ballroom, I said magic does exist.
Dreams do come true.
Dreams do come true.
I know.
So it was a wonderful day. Leanna's dress, for the girls who want to know, it was gorgeous.
I don't think anyone cares about my dress. I don't know. I mean, I love it.
Girls do. I want to like talk about it enough where people like don't feel gypped.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to be like that couple that I know no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
because there shouldn't be this pressure on weddings. There shouldn't be. It was a beautiful day, but what made it beautiful?
It was very chill.
What was made it beautiful was how much I love you and how much you love me.
Mm-hmm.
My bride, Leanne. So it was great, but there's a lot of pressure leading up to weddings, and I just want to make sure that people, like, I don't want to reinforce. I guess here's what I'm trying to say. I don't want to reinforce that by being like, it was the most special. It was so important. And it was like, I just want to be like, listen, if you can't have an over-the-top wedding, or if you can't, whatever the fuck, all it is the commitment to your lover.
It's true. I think that's what makes a wedding day so special and memorable, is more so the love between the couple and, you know, everyone being able to feel comfortable and chill and to be able to have a good time and not feel like they're having fancy things shoved down their throat.
Yes.
Right.
Are these my insecurities speaking, or is that like a truth that you feel is universal about weddings when you go some places and it feels like a show of like things?
Mm-hmm.
Am I accurate by saying that?
Yes.
That it feels like, oh wow, did you see that? Did you see? It becomes like this weird showcase of like money or like vain,
absolutely,
materialistic things.
Depending on where you have it.
Yeah.
Depending on what your cocktail hour looks like. Depending on all these things. I solely picked our wedding venue on how it looked and how bland it was.
Okay.
Because
you like a blank canvas.
I wanted a blank canvas that I can do whatever I wanted to.
Got it.
And where was I going with this?
Okay. Well, I guess we'll take a break.
Oh. I didn't care what the food tasted like. Didn't care that much, because I was like, at the end of the day, people spend so much money on their weddings and, you know, the food is a big deal. But I can't tell you one wedding that I remember where the food was like, oh my God. So for me, I didn't care. Like we were getting married at the place that we got married at, but then something fell into our lap to almost have the wedding somewhere else that like really would have been my dream wedding.
Yes. It was a house outside on Staten Island.
We were going to be able to use their backyard. And long story short, when we had told our moms that we weren't going to get married at the original place that we did end up getting married at, they were like, oh my God, thank God.
Like, we didn't want to be rude, but we didn't really love the food there.
Yeah.
Here's what I got to say. I got to throw both of our moms under the bus for a minute. I know that people think I'm crazy, and I am crazy.
Yes.
It's well documented. But I do believe there is some truth to what I'm about to say.
Let's hear it.
People say things, and then it gets said over and over again that you just say it yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
When you see a little baby, how many people say, he's going to be a heartbreaker? You just say that because you heard someone else say it.
Okay.
When, you know, when you do an X with your nails on a mosquito bite, you just saw somebody else doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the place we got married at, people said, I like that place, but the food isn't great.
Mm-hmm.
So people just said that because they heard other people say it. I do believe that there is truth to that, because we had a taste testing. What is it called? Is that what it's called? And I was blown away by it. I'm not just saying that because I guess I don't have an extensive palate. But they brought out this like creamy pesto pasta, and I was like, this is fucking delicious. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, everyone afterwards said that pasta was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And the other things they brought out, I was like, this is my style, man. This is cool. If they have a filet mignon, we'll do that. It'd be like nice enough for people who feel like they should get a really nice steak.
I wasn't blown away by the food, but to me, it didn't matter. Because at the end of the day, people, like
food's
I said,
food.
Food is food, exactly. And no one, I've never remembered a wedding where I was like, oh my God, the food is amazing. Not once.
Do you know who says that? People who had it at expensive places to make themselves feel better about paying $350 a plate. That's who says that.
Yeah.
I've noticed that. Mm-hmm. Their family will, at the next day, and that food, oh my God, the food. They're just saying that because they got taken for $350 a plate. And by the way, I thought I don't know. I thought our place
honestly,
was amazing.
The food was like the best it's been on the wedding day versus any other time we've had their food. So whatever. I don't know.
You're getting chicken, you're getting steak, you're getting salmon.
Exactly.
Okay. What do you get? What do you think? When they're making 80 of them, you think you're getting a fucking classic chef?
I think it was better that they had to make 80 of them.
It was amazing. And we also are, like we say, we're down to earth, chill people. Why are we going to act like our wedding is something else? So in addition to that, we had a smash burger truck.
Mm-hmm. Also, don't say we're down to earth, chill people. People who are down to earth, chill people, don't say that.
You're right.
That's like, I hate when people do that.
You know me, I'm just like really down to earth.
I hate when people do that. Don't.
You know me, I'm really humble.
Yeah, exactly. Don't do that.
Well, I guess I was more saying like what I wanted to convey. Like in that moment, not necessarily like bragging about ourselves. I'm saying like what I wanted our wedding to look like. I want it to look like we're down to earth, fun people.
Yeah.
So we love smash burgers. Our wedding has smash burgers. I love wings. We had wings. You wanted a ranch fountain. Mm-hmm. You had a ranch fountain.
Yeah.
We had the mozzarella guys, Agostino mozzarella. They come, if you want to have a party, I did a video with them on YouTube. They come to your house. They make fresh mozzarella cheese in your house. So people walk in, they're getting fresh mozzarella meat. Like it had all the fun things that we're about.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool. But like, again, I don't want to reinforce any of this shit that I hate about weddings. Because to me, what made it special was the woman I married.
Mm-hmm.
Not I had the fucking whatever the fuck fancy shit.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason that gets intertwined and connected and, you know, I don't know. What we watch? Oh, Black Mirror. We just started watching Black Mirror. In the first episode, he's like, I found ourselves talking about the thickness of the wedding invitations just so we had something to talk about.
Yeah.
I think that's a true thing.
Yeah, they were onto something there.
Because it's like, I was like, you know what, Leanne? I just want to marry you. I don't need nothing. And you were like, all right, that's great. I need everything. So one thing that I will say, which was really cool, which I gave my input was the Killers sign.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Killers. They're my favorite band. And when they perform, they have, it's a K.
A marquee letter.
Maybe you've seen it before in their music videos or whatever, but it's the keyboard stand. And they've had different versions of this for different albums. But I made this logo, and here it is. It also looks like Forever. For
nice, E. Pretty nice.
So L and E Forever. It's pretty fucking genius. Still haven't really gotten any compliments from anybody. But so basically, I wanted to make this logo, our logo, the Killers sign to represent, you know, something that I'm passionate about. Because guess what? It's my wedding, too. I know people.
You matter. You matter.
I know I'm
you
not
do.
Supposed to matter. My feelings don't count. How I feel about the day. I know men aren't supposed to have any kind of emotion, and they're supposed to just say shut
or
up.
Or input.
But I have a lovely wife who actually loves me and wants to make me smile sometimes as well. So we made this this sign. It looks so sick. If you're watching on YouTube, this is what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I had it like flashing lights too to go with the music. It was really, really cool. And
we got zero pictures with it.
We got zero pictures with it.
That's that.
Which is really always good. And yeah, we just try to make it our own fun thing. We had a fucking spectacular firework display to top off.
And the most gorgeous weather you've ever experienced.
Yeah, God
in
was
your
really
life.
With us.
Yeah,
I was
really
struggling
was.
With anxiety, and I think that was God's gift to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was really struggling. I think there's just so much pressure around the day and wanting to just be present and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later, but. Yeah, it was just wonderful. So if anybody wants to know, that's what it was like. Again, I don't ever want to come off as, you know, people who are like, look at all we had. Because that's just like, I feel like that is the worst part of our society. And I don't want to brag. It was just lovely. And it was something that I want everybody to feel comfortable and feel like it was just love. And not like,
I hope we achieved that.
I think we did. I think we did because I wanted to elope,
mm-hmm.
and then once we decided, were you proud of me that I didn't bitch along the way? Once I said fine, we'll do the traditional wedding, 200 plus guests or whatever.
We didn't have 200.
We invited
guests.
More than 200.
Okay, but we didn't have that many people.
But we were planning on it.
Okay. Anyway.
Oh my God! Please forgive my wife. once I committed, I wasn't like begrudgingly going through it.
No, no, you weren't.
I got excited about things and yeah, I wanted to help. And I
definitely
wanted, yeah, I wanted to make my killer sign.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
you were a good sport about
the
whole
thing. We made the cornhole also with the logo.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very fun.
You were
creative.
You were definitely a good sport about the whole thing.
Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you, my wife. So
that was it.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Anything else? I don't know.
I'm looking.
Oh, the bouncy castle. We had a bouncy house.
We had a bouncy castle, which was very fun.
Come on. Isn't that's chill.
Yeah. Get yourself some nice fun things for your wedding. We went tanning for the wedding.
Oh, that's something we should talk about.
We went tanning for the wedding.
Okay. How can I present my case here? So
what's the case? Why is there a case?
Because I'm a hypocrite. Growing up on Staten Island, you know, you got to realize something. We have a lot of listeners who aren't from Staten Island. So when you're from Staten Island, tanning is just it's what those people do. As I mean, my wife to my right, she was from the Staten Island that she was living in a tanning salon.
Mm-hmm.
So
loved it.
Before the Jersey Shore, it was like the thing that the Guidos did, and I'd make fun of my brother, and I'd mm-hmm. make fun of people. And
when did Jersey Shore come out?
2009.
Yeah, I was going tanning before that.
When you were like 17, you were going tanning?
Yeah, junior proms and stuff.
Oh boy, there's nothing wrong with it.
Sweet 16s.
I was always afraid of like cancer.
Yeah,
and like an artificial something. I'm like, you know what? You don't need to be tanning.
I mean, it's just the cancer, really.
Cancer and like, you don't need to be tan in March. There's like a superficial. I was gonna say superficiality. I don't know if that's a word. It was like there's like a superficial thing about it that I was always like, eh.
I know, but who doesn't want to be gorgeous in March?
I stand corrected. Okay, because we were pale, and it was your idea to do it, I think, and mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? I'll get a little color going here.
Yeah.
We walk in, first of all, just going tanning. I've been tanning before. I tanned once when I was like 19 just to see what it was like. But I still continue to make fun of it because I'm a hypocrite, scumbag, low-life son of a bitch. And just the actual laying there under the heat was very like therapeutic.
Vibes, right?
Did you like it?
I love it. I mean, I used to go all the time.
It was warm. It's warm.
Yes, it's warm.
It was just, it felt nice. Mm.
Speaking of relaxing.
Yes.
That, I mean, and doing nothing, you have to lay there for 12 minutes and do nothing. You can't be on your phone. Like, you just have to lay there. And it's nice. It's rare that you have to sit there and do nothing, or you can only sit there and do nothing.
Yeah. So the first time we went, I think this is when I started to change. Cause I was like, all right, I just want to have I don't want to look pale for the pictures and all this shit, which again is superficial, doesn't matter. But I was.
But yeah, everyone feel well, not everyone, but we feel so much more confident tan.
Oh my God, and when I'm tan, you know how ugly I feel when I shave my face, right? I feel like the most hideous person in the world. When I got a nice tan, I'll shave my face. I'll walk up to a 10. And I'll be like, hey, honey, get in my car. I feel so confident when I'm tan.
I feel so much more confident. I just feel like I look better. I like how I look.
You feel
so
more
much
confident.
Better tan.
Everybody
so
does.
It's like you want to feel your best on your wedding day. So obviously we had to get a little color.
So I went in the bed. First of all, the woman was like, Eric, can you start? I could not figure it out because first of all, I was trying to get those cone things to like put over your eyes.
Yeah. The
Have you
winkies.
Seen those before?
Yes. I've
seen never
them.
Seen those.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were.
I mean, I used to be a tanning whore.
They say to like close them.
You have to like put the flap over.
Yeah, I closed
know.
It in half.
They're little cones that go in your eyes so your eyes don't get burnt. So your corneas don't get burnt.
So
don't I don't know.
Yeah. I just closed it. Like when they got stuck to it. Like I just, okay. it was like garbage. Uh-huh. I was like, and I was trying to unfold it. And she was like, can you turn your machine on? I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. So I finally got in, and I got out, looked in the mirror. I'm like, I don't even feel that good. Like,
it was your first time.
I was like, I knew this was fucking stupid.
Well.
And then I pulled my underwears down in the mirror, and I was like, holy shit. Holy shit. First of all, I guess I didn't know. I always thought, okay, here's why I think I was against tanning. I thought it made you look orange.
Oh, no, never.
That's the spray tan.
That's a spray tan. Which never knew now it. The spray tan has evolved so much. I don't even think that that makes you orange. Okay. But.
So I thought it was going to make me look orange. So I get out of the, I look down. I look like I went to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that was 6 minutes.
Yeah.
I hate, there's nothing more I hate than laying in the sun and mm-hmm. just waiting to be tan.
Yep.
I hate it more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Women, I've always said women can't do nothing. When it comes to tanning, they're like fucking pros at doing nothing. I don't yeah. know how you do it. You can't sit still yeah. on a Saturday morning. You can't let me watch the fucking Mets without busting my balls about throwing out the expired salad dressing in the fridge. But when it comes to tanning, they can just lie there for 17 hours and nothing bothers you. I don't know how you do it. I got ants crawling on me. I'm like, I
you
can't.
You gotta be.
Can we throw around a football or something?
You gotta be committed. You have to be committed.
It's so boring.
I'm very committed to a tan.
It's so boring.
It's so boring. And in my older age, it's getting harder and harder for me to lay there. Mm. Whereas when I was a teenager, forget. I would lay there from 8 a.m.
Uh-huh.
to 3 p.m. Me and my friends, we would just lay there all day.
Did you have headphones going on? Something?
Yeah, sometimes we would have headphones. Sometimes we would just lie there in silence. Ugh. We would always go for a lunch break, but other than that, I would lay there all day.
Yeah,
all
day. You got to go through the sand.
Yeah,
you got to go through the whole. It's like it's such a fucking thing. Now, we're this may seem insane to you if you live in like a state where like tanning isn't a big deal, but we're from the tri-state.
The Mecca.
We're from the tri-state area. I'm Italian. Tanning is like it's just something we grew up just like a way of life. It's just like how you got to stop at red lights. We got to get a nice bronze in the summer, right?
Yeah.
It's just how we live.
Dina from the Jersey Shore, the famous words of Dina. Mm-hmm. She was like, why would I go to the beach when I could go to the tanning salon and lay there for 8 minutes and come out with the same color?
So I don't know what it was. I don't know when I was younger. I guess I thought I was like this fucking punk rock kid who like had to be anti what was popular.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess tanning on Staten Island, it also came with like a package. If you went tanning, you also had a white, 3 Series BMW. You also went to the gym. You also fought. You also said 27, bro. You also did like, so
yeah.
it all was like the package.
I didn't know many guys that went tanning, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if I knew any guys who went tanning. Did I? I don't
so
know.
To me, it was always like that. It came like, it was being young and stupid. Like, oh, if you go tanning, that means this. It was judging people, obviously. Mm. So I'm not, all the shit you just said about laying there with your friends for fucking 17 hours in silence, by the way, which sounds like some sort of torture.
I mean, no, we would talk,
I know, I'm kidding.
Obviously, but.
When I looked in the mirror, when I looked down and I saw I was a shade darker, it was like, you remember That's So Raven when she just looks up and it just right, and it shows like, it like changed my perspective on the world. Mm. I was like, think about it. You got to wake up at 8 a.m. You got to pack the car with your Tommy Bahama.
Uh-huh.
You got to drive to fucking the beach from Staten Island, which is like, it could be an hour. Then you got to find a spot on the beach. You got to sit
there. You got to find a parking spot.
You got to find parking. Your fucking phone heats up so you can't even use it. And then it's like, oh man, we only been here for an hour. We got to wait for a little. I didn't even get, sometimes maybe you get.
And it's 9 o'clock with the prime time's not till 2 or
10
whatever.
10 to 2, right? Yeah. All of that was achieved in 6 minutes. I couldn't believe it.
I know.
It was like, it was like showing me the newest iPhone in 2009 when they were just starting to get good. Like, look how far they're going to go. Like, I couldn't believe how convenient and awesome it was.
And so now we got like a week package, which was like $55, but you could go all you want. So we could have went every single day. So what's 55 divided by 7?
You're asking me math? Well, 7 times 7 is 49.
Okay.
I know that.
So that's $7 a tan. $7 a tan. Okay. Now to go to the beach.
By 7 is 7. Yeah. Almost $8.
Yeah. So to go to the beach, you have to pay for parking. You got to pay for lunch.
Kill me.
You got to pay. If you don't bring your chairs, you got to pay for chairs. Like,
oh my God.
How much it costs and how much time is wasted at the beach versus what you get for $8.
It was like I left that tennis salon a different person. And I was like, this is what I've been missing?
I know. It's
amazing. I guess that sounds like super, I guess you people could probably make fun of me. And
it's very vain of you, I guess, right?
Yeah. But I just feel so much better. Like, I look at our pictures and I'm like, man, I had the perfect sun kiss. I felt like fucking George Clooney.
Oh my God. I
don't know. And I felt good. It's probably so bad for you.
Oh my God, absolutely.
But just for those 3 days that we went, I was like, we might have created a monster here. I might go back. I don't know.
How have they not invented a tanning bed
un-cancer
that
skin?
Doesn't give you cancer? Seriously. How? Like harmless sun.
Possible.
You need vitamin D.
Yeah, but you get skin cancer from the actual sun, babe. Like the literal.
No, I know. I know. So, and there's nothing.
You're right.
There's nothing we can do about that, right? We can't control the sun, mm-hmm. but we can create things. We create things all the time.
Yeah. There's no like suntan lotion that prevents that completely.
Yeah, that prevents cancer, but gives you the best bronze you've ever seen.
Yeah. It was really fun going tanning. And I could easily see myself being addicted. I probably won't. I mean, I don't know. If I ever have like a big, like my special.
You got to get a little bronze.
I'm touching the bed.
Yeah, you got
to. I'm getting cozy in that bed. You got to, no? I mean.
Yeah, you got to get a little color.
I mean, you got to get a little color. It's so vain, but it's just like, you know, my mother once said something that really stuck with me. And my mother is, you know, you can make fun of me and say that I have mommy issues or that I'm a mama's boy. Or whatever, but I really value my mother's, her point of view because my mom is she's a very humble, devout Catholic woman who doesn't think a lot of herself and she doesn't make a big deal of anything. But my mom, the woman loves makeup, mm-hmm. and I always say like that's so interesting. It doesn't go with your like view on the world at all. And mm-hmm. she's like, well, Eric, it just makes me feel good.
Yeah.
And I noticed that. My mom would put on makeup when she's going to bed.
Mm.
The woman's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just want to feel good mm-hmm. about yourself. I don't know if there's anything necessarily wrong with that because you're not really doing it for others' approval. I guess the truth would be just to accept your flaws, how you look. That's probably the real mature thing. But, man, I loved that bed. My, you know, it felt like I was at Rabs during Cosmic Bowling. My underwear looked all cool under the light.
Yeah,
you know, it was it was a great time. How do you feel now? Do you feel any different being a wife?
None, no different at all. But
has anyone asked you if you feel different? Someone asked me, and I was like, I think if you want to feel different.
That's a problem.
Maybe. I mean, not necessarily. You and I, look, something you and I kind of lost out on is the magic of living together for the first time and all that stuff.
Why do you have to do that when you get married?
I don't know. Only thing that makes us feel different, like, again, like the honeymoon. It's like honeymoon started because, you know, we lived with our parents. Now we live on our own.
Exactly.
And it's like, we're going to have sex now, you know?
Yeah. We got that when we moved in together for the first time.
Of course.
Like, I feel like it's probably nicer that way because it's like, we get to enjoy just the marriage part and the wedding. Not so much, okay, wedding, now honeymoon, then moving into a house together or moving in together. It's a lot at once. You don't get to maybe appreciate each moment as much. Whereas because they were separate for us, I don't know, maybe we got a little bit more out of it without realizing.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't change a thing. I'm just trying to be the devil's advocate and thinking of like what could be more special. I mean, I think if we were younger, this would be insane. Like, I can't believe that people do this at like 23, 24.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe people. Ooh, here's a question a lot of people probably are wondering or might ask. Babies. Are you going to have a baby?
Do I like them?
Are you going to have a baby right away?
Me?
Yeah, you.
You can do whatever you want. I'm not having anything. I think that's probably why people think we got married.
You think?
Yeah.
You think?
Where we come from, if someone gets married, they're going to get pregnant within a year. That's just what they do.
Well, I was thinking, I just thought of that because you were saying how people at 23 or like in their early 20s get married
mm-hmm.
and then they also have kids at that age.
Yeah.
And that is crazy. That is crazy to me. I am a very motherly person in nature. So I feel like at any point in my life, if I did get pregnant, I would do just fine. I think I would be a good mom. But, and I always thought I would have kids younger, but now.
Well, everyone, when I was fucking 12, I thought I was going to get married at 25. That's just what you think. Yeah. You don't know how young that is.
I guess. But I mean, but I know plenty of people who got married at that age and girls who are my age who have multiple kids at this point, which is great. And like I said, if that did happen to me, I think I would be just fine. But now, because I'm not in that situation, I feel like I'm so much happier and like I feel like better off because I'm getting to experience life just us two.
Oh man, of course.
Without the chaos of kids.
Yeah.
That like I even want some more years just us two before we
a lot of people
start to have kids.
I don't know if anybody's ever told that to you, but I've heard other married couples tell me
don't like, have kids right away.
Well, yeah, enjoy being husband and wife for a little while.
Yeah.
And I think that where we come from, it's a very conservative, old school way of like, you know, doing things. There's nothing wrong with it. It's beautiful. But obviously that's not how, we don't have a typical like life. Mm-hmm. And I think where we come from, they just have kids immediately, which is great. And I'm sure people don't regret it, but
I mean, if you can and you're ready for it,
yeah, I mean,
why not?
Look, what the shit that we do is a very privileged millennial thing. Mm. Which is like our parents didn't
we're
have.
We're very much millennials.
We're very millennial. Like mm-hmm. you and I are very.
Yeah.
We can make fun of like whatever the fuck, but we fit into a like a lot of things we do is very like our generation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our parents didn't have the benefit of what makes me happy.
Yeah.
Because it was like, you got to get out now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I said that to my parents one day. I was talking about them. And by the way, I would love for some of you to be just a fly on the wall. When I bring up some of these, like, complex premises to, like, my parents, they think I'm fucking insane. It's fucking hilarious. Like, my mom tries to see where I'm coming from. My dad's like, you're fucking crazy. Like, they're so Brooklyn baby boomers that there's just, like, you know, when like my parents are a little bit older than your parents, where it's like they lived in their childhood homes and then they got married.
Mm-hmm.
So like they were probably dying to get out. They were probably dying to get married because they wanted to be on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So like finding their purpose in life is a very, very privileged, like rich thing.
Oh yeah.
To have like most people in life can't find their purpose because mm-hmm. they have bills to pay. They have fucking people to support.
Mm-hmm.
I was this kid who definitely had mommy and daddy to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
I could live at home till I was ready to fucking find myself.
Mm-hmm.
We're very lucky that we have time to like think about this stuff. Where a lot of people, I feel like, just you know, there's something else I'm more sympathetic about now, which is like people who really don't like their job. They probably love having children
because mm-hmm.
they come home and it's like this beautiful, their home is probably so great
mm-hmm.
and they're probably grateful for their job and it probably becomes this beautiful life.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of things I didn't know growing up and I appreciate now, but like we're also at this stage where like when we hang out with our nieces and nephews, we walk out, we're like,
yeah.
My siblings have 8 together. We have 6 nieces and 2 nephews, right? Oh, no. No, we have 5 and 3.
Yeah.
5 nieces and 3 nephews. Mm-hmm. And when they get together, it is like, it's like I'm back at my grandma's house
mm-hmm.
in Brooklyn. And it's just screaming and everyone's so loud. And I'm used to it because that's how I was raised. But like, I'm not really in that anymore.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like drained when I leave. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm not ready for this.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, and we have like, it's from 6 to 0.
Yeah. And every age in between.
Yeah. So you get old. We literally get to experience all the different levels. Right. So like our 6-year-old niece is now she's becoming, I mean, she's always very mature, but she's becoming not so kiddish anymore, where you could like sit down and have a conversation with her, which is nice. But then you got the ones that are a little bit younger and they're screaming and running and pushing each other and yanking things out of each other's hands. And it's like chaotic. And then you have the newborns, which is also nice because it's like you get to, they just, you just get to like kiss them and love them and they can't say no. And like you just get to enjoy that, you get to enjoy them for a little bit, right? If I had a little bit of baby fever, I get to enjoy those newborn babies, but then I get to go home and sleep at night at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
Which is nice. We get all of it. So like we could also see like, okay, if we wanted to have a kid right now, this is what it's going to be. But then you look over to the next kid and that's what it's going to be in a couple of years. So it's like, are we ready for that? No, definitely not. Of course, if it came into our laps, we would be fine. But
yeah, of course. What's crazy about that is I'm noticing, well, first of all, I always like, I'm such a prick to my parents because I complain about the dumbest shit. Part of me is joking, but part of me, I feels like it's like a form of therapy to get it out. I don't know. But the fact that I was the last born, there is an obvious fall off of like just, you're not waxing the tires the same, right? So like I was very much in a lot of ways what I felt, maybe I was wrong feeling this way because maybe it was like my parents are so confused, like, why do you feel this way? But I felt like an afterthought. Like I was just like the extra kid, like, oh, we have one more, right?
Yeah.
So what's interesting is seeing that in real life now that I'm an adult, it's like we just had two, my sister and my sister-in-law, a week apart, they had babies. So it's like, you just see how it is. They're just in the background sleeping and no one's looking at them. They're not asking how they are. They're just like, oh, wow. Anyway, and then you're talking to the four-year-old.
Yeah.
So like, it's tough for me to like, because we have such an overload on children right now, I'm like, I almost want to like, not, I don't know. I want to like have them get a little older so a baby feels new again. Because to me, it's like it keeps resetting.
Yeah.
So I feel like,
I mean, I think no matter what.
To watch our son or daughter learn how to walk, it's like Brooke just started walking.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's different when it's your own kid.
Of course,
kid.
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't think it would be the same. But
the stages,
I
like,
get it.
All the stages, like, is she latching? It's like, we just talked about this.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm a little like, I kind of wish we weren't around them so much.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd feel like,
I mean, if we were to have kids right now, our kids would be background noise. They would be, I mean.
Oh, to my family?
Yeah.
Oh my God, of course.
Yeah. It'd be like, oh, nice, congrats. And then they'd move on.
Absolutely. The cycle continues.
Yeah.
And your family would be the first.
Yeah.
It'd be like this golden child. And to me, it's like, oh, you guys have a kid?
Mm-hmm.
So, there's all these like interesting, I think about things that people don't think about, and it's a gift and a curse because it benefits me in a lot of ways and it hurts me in a lot of ways because there is something good about just going through with life and not thinking about it too much.
Mm-hmm.
But you can be hurt by ignoring some stuff. But on the other hand, it's like, because I'm thinking about all these, like, I'm the crazy guy that thinks how can this affect my daughter or my son? And I don't want to do that to them. I'm so afraid. But Jerry Seinfeld on Comedians in Cars one time, I think it was with Patton Oswalt, they were talking about something, and he was like, oh, yeah, that's something that could traumatize you. And Jerry's like, you know what it's going to be? The one thing you don't think it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be that mint chocolate chip ice cream cone that traumatized. So it's like, you know, there's no such thing as raising a perfect child. But I think you and I are thinking about it more than our peers.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying you did anything wrong, but I'm saying like maybe we're overthinking it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm enjoying being just enjoying this time in our lives. I mean, it's also an exciting time for us. Like, I have a lot of great things happening, and we're traveling a lot. And it'd be hard with a child right now, but that's not why we got married.
No, definitely.
That's
not.
Always like the sole purpose of it.
No,
I just thought that it would, you know, when we are ready, I don't have to, you know, marry you.
It's like, that's a lot. That's a lot to bring on at once. That's it. Like I was saying before, with the house thing too, it's like we're moving in together. Okay.
Space it out a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Space it out so you could enjoy each moment. I would think each moment you'd be able to enjoy a little bit more if you didn't squeeze it all into one. Yeah. But that's just my opinion.
No, I agree.
Other people might not feel that way. My opinion's not right, obviously. That's just how
that's
I feel.
It's an opinion. It's just an opinion.
Exactly.
Don't write letters. We don't have an address. Yeah, I think we got to really just like enjoy it for what it was, and it wasn't about anything else. Mm-hmm. It was just like, okay, we're in this moment in our lives where
we can afford a wedding.
We can afford a wedding. I never thought I'd be able to afford a wedding. And I want to thank all of you for coming out to my shows and making that possible.
Yeah, seriously.
If you'd like to come to a show, I added a second date to the Morristown. So
a second time.
Sorry. Date. Second time, same date. There's a 9:30 show. Tickets are moving. St. George, Staten Island. December, filming my special, November 12th. We'll see what happens with that. EricDelAlessandro.com for tickets. Anything else?
Marie Emoji's coming.
Oh, shit. Marie Emoji. People have been asking about this for fucking years.
You've been telling them about it for years.
I know. I finally dropped the trailer. Check it out on YouTube or on my Instagram. And for those of you who don't know, please go back to my YouTube channel and rewatch all 10 episodes. There is this cartoon that I made. It's if you like the Staten Island Italian stuff that I do, it's kind of similar to that. It's a whole world of characters I've created. I love it very much. It's fun. It's a lot of work. But finally, 10 new episodes coming November 7th. Check those out. And I guess that's it.
See you guys on Halloween.
Love you guys. Have a great week.